go first and be reconciled with your brother. Conflicts are always there. There's always disagreement. There's always people who are not with you. You cannot avoid conflict, but you can minimize conflict. One of the causes of broken families is they, both parents, are not in good terms. And it started a very small conflict, unresolved, then divorce or separation. For us Japitic persons, there's one in my place in Bohol, nakagat siya ng langgam, mo langgam, ipinabayaan niya, naputulan ng paa. The same thing will happen to relationships. If the relationship is not being dealt upon in a small thing, then it will multiply and then finally it will produce great conflict. What is necessary is to be reconciled to the person. Telling the person, I will forgive you and I want to have really reconciled with that person. Yes, it is hard because of that conflict. But once you're used to it, then it's easier to say, I forgive, or easier to be reconciled again to the person. Jesus, in his life, in his preaching, he was misunderstood by the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and teachers of the law. But for Jesus, he forgives them. Even during the time he was on the cross, the very first words of Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they did not know what they're doing. Jesus is a man of forgiveness. Jesus also is preaching about forgiveness. The more we are free from our sinfulness, then the lighter we experience in our hearts. So let's reconcile to those people who are not with us. Amen.